another edition of the Rams Talk Radio podcast. It has been a while, but we have some good news today that came out of the Rams camp, and we're going to read the statement live.
The Los Angeles Rams have relieved Jeff Fisher from head coaching duties, the team announced today. Making a decision such as this, especially during the season, is one of the most difficult in sports, said Rams owner Stan Kroenke. I have great respect for Jeff as a coach, person, father, and friend. He has worked tirelessly despite some challenging circumstances. He played an integral role in helping this team make history in returning the NFL to Los Angeles, and we will always be grateful for his commitment and dedication to our organization. However, this is the right time to make a change as our performance has not lived up to my or our fans' expectations. We are focused on improving as an organization and building a team that makes Los Angeles proud. Our mission is to celebrate a Super Bowl title with our fans in Los Angeles. Today is the first step to bringing us closer to that goal. Fisher was hired as a head coach of the Rams in 2012 and has amassed a record of 31-45-1 in nearly five seasons. That's the statement that the Rams put out today. So what do you think?
I'll start. I think this is the right time. It might have been a little while ago, but this is a better time than ever. You know, I think they wanted to give him the gear. I think, you know, they felt like they owed that to him after him taking the team to Los Angeles. Him, you know, we forget because it's been so frustrating for so long. He did take this team out of the gutter. We were awful before he got here. And before this year, we've been mediocre every year. But the team wasn't going anywhere. And after the game against Atlanta yesterday, it's the worst game they played all year. The team's checked out. No, they didn't want to be there. They made tons of mistakes. It was just, the whole game was a microcosm of the Fisher era. The penalties cost us. Every time we got a big play, it seemed like there was a penalty. This was the right time. They bring in Fossil. He's a guy that I think the players like, and I think they'll come to play for these last three games. We don't have a draft pick, so there's no reason to throw away the season. This is the right time. It should have been a couple weeks ago, but now's a good time.
Should have been a year ago.
I agree.
It should have been a year ago. I've been writing about that for more than a year now. It wasn't going anywhere. It was the same thing over and over again, and you know, Steve, you hit that nail on the head. It's a microcosm. Penalties, drop footballs, bad offense. And Todd Gurley mentioned it was a middle school offense out there. Just, you know, this is the NFL. And I understand he's a player's coach, and the players like him. You can like somebody and not play well. But it was clear that, you know, he wasn't reaching in them anymore to get the best out of them. And I heard a couple complaints today, especially NFL Network, about, well, why would you do this in a short week? I think it's because you had to. I think that the performance yesterday put that team in such it put everybody in such a bad place. The fans, the media. I mean, I've never seen the media roast a team, even the 0-16 Detroit Lions, like the media roast the Rams. It was unbelievable to me how it was a constant beatdown on the Rams, and they deserve it. They just deserve it.
Go ahead.
Well, just to throw this in quick, I mean, you said 0-16 Lions think it is bad. The Browns are 0-13, and we were the laughing stock of the league yesterday. I mean, something's got to give.
It's so bad that even on Madden 17, the little coaches and announcers pop up on the bottom with their little quotes, and it's always talking about how bad the Rams offense is. And you can't get past that when you play the game. So, you know, they're even being made fun of in video games. It's time for Fisher to go. I agree with you guys. He should have went a long time ago. I think Boris has got to go, too. I almost think they should just get rid of him now. But I don't know who they'd have run the offense for the rest of the year if they did that. I'm just hoping, you know, that they can... I hope that they did this soon enough to where they can get their head coaching search done, you know, during this season instead of waiting till the off season, so they can start talking to people now instead of waiting. Unless, of course, they're going to talk to a team that's going to be going into the playoffs or something along those lines. But Fisher definitely needed to go. And I had spoke to Derek this week and said, you know, I've been a Rams fan since 1966. long before you were born, Steve. And
Just a little bit.
I watched, Deacon Jones play and all the fearsome foursome, and I watched the Eric Dickersons, and I watched the Pat Haydens and the Joe, the Vince Ferragamos and all those guys play clear back when I was a kid. And I have been diehard. I've stuck with them through thick and thin, through everything. And I have to admit, this season really had me rethinking this whole football thing. I really thought about just not watching football anymore because I didn't want to be disloyal to the Rams. But yet, I'm tired of watching this year after year after year. And I told Derek, if they didn't fire Fisher by the end of the season, I think I'm done with football. And that's hard for me to say because I love football, but I just couldn't take it anymore. And to see him go now, that's exciting to me.
I think this year, more than anything, was so frustrating because in the past we've been bad, but Joaquin really was never that good. This year we have one of the best players in the league in Aaron Donald, one of the best young running backs in Todd Gurley. We had a quarterback that we traded up for that we didn't play for more than half the season. We had a lot of talent on defense, and yeah, we're weak on the O-line and we're weak at receiver, but even at receiver, we saw Kenny Britt come alive. We know we have talent with Tavon Austin. This year, more than ever, was just so frustrating because the talent was there, and since the bye week, it's been ugly, but when we were 3-1 in those four straight losses, or sorry, three straight losses we had before the bye, a lot of that came down to coaching, bad game management, and penalties, which has been a staple of the Fisher era, and that just needs to change.
It's hard to, when you have followed Jeff Fisher over the years, with the Titans and out the Rams, and as a coordinator, he has a reputation for being a good man and a player's coach, and it's hard to sit there and say, well, you were kind of horrible as a Rams head coach, and in terms of steadying the ship, sure, he can say he did that, but now they're on that trajectory back down again. They're to me, just as awful as they were in 2011, the year before he was hired. I don't think we can sit here and say, well, he did a good job. He was built to bring this team back. He was on the path, and he couldn't get out of his own way.
Well, whoever they bring in, they're going to have to be a magnet for free agents, because right now that's all we've got. I mean, we don't have anything for draft choices next year. We're going to have to get a coach that can attract talent and get them to want to come play for this team. And this team's been horrible for a long time. Dimoff is going to have to get, and Snead, if Snead stays with the team, is going to have to get really creative with salary cap, figure out what players are going to keep, what players are going to dump to make this team anything next year. So you got to figure that whatever coach they bring in is going to have to play with the tools that we have on the field now. And it needs to be somebody high enough profile to keep the fans' interest, because if not, then attendance is going to continue to go down from what it is now. And then you're going to have the whole LA nightmare again that you had, before they left and went to St. Louis. So I'm just really hoping that they bring in a high-profile coach that can bring in good free agents and take the team that we have now and really turn it around. And the other thing is bring in an offensive coordinator that can actually work with this team. I think we have enough talent on the offense that we could actually run a decent offense if we had a decent offense in place. So it's a good time to fire Fisher. It should have been earlier. But he's gone. But now they really need to work on who they're going to bring in to replace him. And there's a lot of names floating around out there. The Shanahans, Gruden's been mentioned, Jim Harbaugh's been mentioned. Which one of those do you think would be the best choice for the team if they can bring him in?
I think we can all agree Harbaugh's the best coach, but that's a tall order. And we'll see. I mean, if he wants to come out of college, this is as good of a destination as any right now. I think it is going to be a good place for coaches to want to come. They have talent on both sides of the ball. They have a quarterback that could develop into something. And just on paper, if you add an old lineman or two, this team has the talent to get to the playoffs, no doubt. As long as they, you mentioned they have to work with what they got. We got to lock up True in the offseason. and some of the other guys. I think Kyle Shanahan wouldn't be a bad option. I think you have to go with a heavy offensive-minded coach after what we've had the past couple of years. Fisher didn't work out. Steve Spagnuolo didn't work out. I think Shanahan would be a decent option. I think if there are higher profile guys like Gruden or Harbaugh that are interested, you need to go after them hard. But at the moment, I don't see either of those guys coaching in the NFL next year.
I do. I think, you know, you got to think, especially for Harbaugh. Harbaugh came out of a bad situation in San Francisco. I'm sure he had his own personal, you know, axe to grind there. He still wanted to coach in the NFL. It has to be the right job. I can't think of many jobs that would be a better fit for him than the Rams. You have a young quarterback. You have players in place. You have the California spotlight. And the Rams can pay him. And they should pay him. He also provides what you need organizationally. You don't see an offensive-minded coach. You need the kind of coach who will get in your face and not accept the BS. And in the end, what Fisher started doing was, in my view, he started accepting the BS, the garbage you're going to get from these, you know, younger players. You didn't have veteran leaders on the team. You let go of your veteran leaders in the offseason in Laurinaitis and Chris Long, and you never filled that vacuum back up. So you need a coach who can come there and do that. And he doesn't have to be the greatest offensive line. He's a good quarterback in terms of mind. When you bring in with that, look at Norv Turner's offensive coordinator. I mean, if this is LA, you gotta pay big money, put an all-star staff together, a staff that's built to win. And that's the big mistake the Rams did. With Fisher, they went out there and they just tried to build one in with no imagination whatsoever. Their entire staff right now, it's just homegrown, nothing. You didn't go out there and build a team. Other than that, Shanahan's lost over. But to me, the guy Harbaugh, you go hard after Harbaugh.
Well, I think Williams has done enough to secure his job as the defensive coordinator. I think Fossil's a great defense or special teams coordinator. So I think those two guys, if they can deal with the new head coach that comes on board, those two guys are guys that should stay on board, and they should do everything they can to keep them. But they obviously have to go after a new offensive coordinator. And, you know, I like Norv Turner, but, you know, he's a heck of a lot older than I am, and I'm old. So, you know, I don't know if he's the right fit or not. But that's – anybody's got to be better than Boris. Boris was just brought in because it was convenient. He didn't really change much of the offense at all. I'm sitting there watching games, and I'm calling better plays than the offensive coordinator is. And I'm not a professional coach. They call plays that
you didn't let that table on off in 5 yard flat, 5 yard flat, 5 yard flat, 5 yard flat.
Well, the first one I really hated because it was so predictable that it was almost pick sixed right after the fumble, by Thomas on the initial kickoff. So it could have been 14-0 really fast, which it was still 14-0 pretty quick. But can you imagine if that ball would have been pick sixed right then? That game would have been over right then. And the Rams' first half, other than the two mistakes that cost them touchdowns, didn't look too bad. But they obviously gave up at halftime. And, you know, when you have coaches that aren't willing to change and willing to do things differently, you're just going to be stuck in the same old groove, and that's what's going on now. They need to shake it up big time.
Coach is doing the same thing like you were saying. You look at these games that we lost. You can even look at games we won. Look at the Jets game. We won 9. I was there. We won 9-6. It was the most boring football game I've ever watched. The most exciting play of the game was when Johnny Hecker hit an 80-yard punt, which was amazing. You look at the Dolphins game. We had a great drive at the beginning. We got up 7-0. We played 50 minutes like we were trying to protect a 7-0 lead and played as conservative as possible. We had a rookie quarterback in there. We literally didn't let him do anything. And at the end of the game, the defense got tired and we gave up 2 scores and lost. It's stuff like that. That is why we are talking about how bad these coaches are. And which is even worse, for how much we've given Rob Boris crap, he might have been the most competent offensive coordinator that Jeff Fisher has hired. because the guys before him were even worse.
I wouldn't go. No, no, man. No, I disagree.
I'll take him over Shoddy, no.
Hey, you know what? At least once while Shoddy, you had a creative player, too. Cignetti actually started decent, and then went downhill from there. This guy, Rob Boris, was a train wreck from day one, minute one. Couldn't play call his way out of paper bag. It got worse. In fairness to Boris, what was he, a tight ends coach last year?
Yeah, no, he had no business having the job.
I mean, we're coming down. You come down on Fisher for this. Fisher owns this. And this is why Fisher should be fired. I saw people defending Fisher today on what kind of coach he is, that he's still a good coach. Listen, you're not a good coach. You're living off a reputation of one Super Bowl run, which, by the way, happened because of a miracle at the end of an AFC wildcard game. That's all it really is to me.
Well, he's won, what is he, one or two losses away from being the losingest coach in NFL history?
He is the losingest coach in NFL.
He's tied, yeah, he's tied.
He's tied, because he was one game away. Yeah, he might not if he doesn't get another job.
I mean, to me, if you want to hire him as a personnel guy who can work with your players in the front office, fine. But he should never coach another NFL game again. And I will not accept any idiot, any talking head on ESPN or on NFL Network talking about how this is a good man who deserved better. No. BS. He had 5 years, and it was 5 years of the same garbage over and over and over again. He didn't deserve the job. He should have been fired a year ago.
He and his son need to go spend a lot of time in Montana fly fishing. That's what I think they should do. So we've got Fossil coming in as the interim on a short week. And then, we've only got, three games left? So, I mean, do we really have any expectations of any wins here? Do we think anything's going to really happen?
I think they'll win one. It's division games. They always play good against the division rivals for whatever reason. We might be better than San Francisco right now. And they are way more checked out than us because they have a draft pick. And they want it to be low. And I think that's part of the reason why they lost to the Jets this week. I think Fossil was the right call because he will actually wake. He's the guy that will wake up the players. Derek, I know you thought Williams was the guy, and I know both of you guys think he might stay on next year. But, we watch Hard Knocks. I think John Fossil is the most energetic. I think he's the one that will actually get these guys to come out and play hard football. Because, that second half, they were all checked out. And Jared Goff paid for it. I think he's a good call. I don't know if they'll win more than one of these games, but I definitely think they'll at least grab one.
It's scary to me to think that Fossil could come in as head coach and some miracle happens and they win the last three and they decide to keep him on as head coach next season. I wouldn't doubt it with the way the organization's made decisions on coaches in the past, but I hope that doesn't happen.
That's all we got for you guys today. It is a glorious day in Rams Nation. We have finally fired Jeff Fisher. Fans, rejoice, enjoy the day, and we'll see you after the Thursday game to go into what happened and how our boy Jared Goff has been playing. Thanks for listening.